It is really hard sometimes to keep track of what is being said and what is being promised, and how accurately those promises reflect with reality. And thank goodness Rebecca Davis has been doing my work for me, so I can continue to be lazy. And this is around the issue of vaccines, what's been promised and what seems to feasibly have been concluded. Rebecca, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
It is important to try and keep track on this, because we get told that this million and then 20 million from here, and it sometimes you think that's a new announcement, but it's not. It is a new announcement, but it includes numbers which have previously been announced.
Yeah, I think government has been hazy to the point of disingenuous about what is arriving when. And the other reason, of course, why it's good to keep track on is just to keep pressure on, to keep the sense of scrutiny that actually, you know, we are here and we are watching and expecting these vaccines.
So where are we then? The first load is due to arrive towards the end of the month, and that is 1.5 million doses from the Serum Institute, from 1.5 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine made by the Serum Institute in India.
Yeah, so we assume that's going to be coming in the next 10 days. You say end of the month, it is getting towards the end of the month. And then a further 500,000 doses in February. Fine. All well and good. That is supposed to be for the 1.2 million healthcare workers. However, I mean, either they didn't do the maths or they're just counting on sort of triaging which healthcare workers will get the doses, because we have to remember everyone currently needs two doses. So that will only actually be enough for 750,000 healthcare workers, be that as it may. Hopefully, if all goes well, by the end of February, 750,000 of us who need it most will be vaccinated. Then the next shipment, which we are pretty sure about, is that which is arriving through the COVAX facility. And at various points we've heard in the second quarter, April, June, sort of around that time. And we believe that that is 12 million doses, because that would be two doses for about 10% of the South African population, so about 6 million people.
But the delivery date, Rebecca, is very vague.
Very. That's very, very vague. But as I said, second quarter, April, we've heard it's coming just before winter, that kind of time. And then when he spoke to us last week, President Ramaphosa said, we have to date secured 20 million doses to be delivered mainly in the first half of the year. Now, if you add up the 12 million doses coming through COVAX and the 1.5 million doses coming from the Serum Institute, you are left with 6.5 million, which the government seems to have procured from somewhere else. We are not sure where, in addition to the two batches that I've just mentioned. So 20 million doses by mainly the first half of the year is as good as it gets in terms of specificity.
But 40 million people, and there's an issue about that which Shabir Mahdi, amongst others, has raised. We'll get to that. So 40 million people, probably somewhere around 65 million doses, because some of those vaccines will be Johnson & Johnson, we're told, which require only one jab, the others require two. So somewhere around 65 million doses, of which we seem to have procured less than half, just above a third.
That's right. And I mean, let's talk about that other issue, shall we? The age issue.
Yes, please do.
The issue is that the government keeps saying we need to vaccinate at least 67% of the population, which is 40 million people. The problem is that there are only 39.2 million adults in South Africa. So even if we vaccinate every adult in South Africa, we still won't have enough for herd immunity. And then the government repeatedly says it's going to be optional. So it's clear that not everyone wants to be vaccinated. So how are we going to find those missing people who need to be vaccinated? The answer is we're obviously going to have to vaccinate some teenagers, 16, 17, 18-year-olds at least. But there's been no mention of this, and most of the vaccines are currently not being trialed on kids at all. But there's a very strange lack of candidness from government about this maths issue, that there actually aren't enough adults in South Africa to be vaccinated to reach herd immunity.
Yeah, And, I mean, I'm increasingly persuaded of the argument, Rebecca, that there might have been some desultory talks with vaccine manufacturers in the latter part of last year, the last third of last year. But I'm increasingly persuaded of the argument that they only really kicked into action towards the very end of last year, and that what you've told me is basically all that there is to tell, because the other critical stuff about exactly how you define who is a frontline worker and where people are going to go and provinces, who's going to be in charge, the role of medical aides, all of that stuff is still up in the air. And Brazil, for goodness sake, has started vaccinating already.
Yeah, I think that we may well be kind of freaked out by the lack of organization for the logistical rollout, since this is, as President Ramaphosa said, the largest logistical undertaking in South Africa's history. It puts elections in the shade, the amount of organization that will be needed. But as you say, actually this appears to be hypothetical, because we simply do not have those vaccines. And until we have them in some safe, very cold, God knows where that is, storage facilities.
Pick and pay fridges.
Really is moot. Pick and pay fridges, perhaps SAB if they're not too angry about the liquor ban. Who knows? But we have to get them here, John. And as yet, we have not seen a vaccine on this soil.
Rebecca Davis, that piece about which we were talking is on the Daily Maverick at the moment. And Rebecca is doing a very good job, in my opinion, of keeping us informed about what is and isn't happening on the vaccine front.